This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. U.S. and Russian officials met in Saudi Arabia today, the most extensive talks between the two in several years. One major item on the table, ending the war in Ukraine. We're joined now by CBS military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. What does this meeting signal to the world?
Well, the meeting signals to the world a couple of things. One is the President of the United States' firm decision to move forward on some kind of negotiation to end the war in Ukraine, and apparently at least some willingness on the part of the Russians to at least participate in those negotiations. I think the second thing, which may be even more historic looking back at it, you know, sometime in the future, is many people have even argued that the extreme, this could be the end of the transatlantic relationship. Because Mr. Trump, when he made the announcement about this phone call with Putin and subsequent talks, said that the NATO allies would have no seat at the table and no participation in what's going on, despite the fact that in total number of spending, our European allies have actually probably spent more than the United States, or they have spent more than the United States, if you figure it in terms of humanitarian, economic, as well as military aid, though the United States has given more military aid. Second of all, of course, the question of what will be Ukraine's participation or not in these negotiations. And there have been some concerns that this might be a negotiation over the head of the Ukrainians, reversing a longstanding position by the United States begun by the Biden administration, which was nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine present. And President Zelensky has been very adamant and even repeated in the last day that he would accept no agreement without their participation. Europeans concerned about their security and the fact that they were only informed in the aftermath of the phone call between Putin and Trump, had an emergency meeting of NATO leaders, European Union leaders in Paris, hosted by President Macron yesterday as well.
The Kremlin today is saying that President Putin is open to talking to Zelensky and isn't against Ukraine joining the EU, but not NATO. Talk more about that.
Well, he may say that he will talk to Zelensky, but that will be a bit of a reversal of what he said in the past. Mr. Putin has been pretty adamant and repeated over and over for the last several years, along with his foreign minister Lavrov, even repeated yesterday by his representative at the UN, that Russia's conditions were pretty strongly seated in a demand that the West acknowledge Russian control and Russian sovereignty over four provinces that are Ukrainian. They control probably 70% of those particular territory now, but not all. Second of all, the Ukraine is neutralized. Its army is reduced to about 85,000. They forswear any possibility of joining NATO, and NATO rejects that as well. I had not heard, but perhaps willingness to allow them to join the European Union. But more importantly, he's also said that he believes Zelensky was an illegitimate government and would not accept a final agreement until elections were held in Ukraine. And my thinking is, do Russians think they can influence that election process, bring in someone much more amenable to Russian desires, and forestall any possibility of Ukraine moving westward, for example, joining the EU?
Do you see a possible path to end the conflict in Ukraine?
Well, there's always a possible path if one side or the other surrenders. But clearly, there have been major concessions, I think, made by the administration already. One, President Hegseth, Vance, and others have said Ukraine's not going to join NATO. Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, he went so far as to say there would be no U.S. direct participation in any kind of a peacekeeping force. Vice President Vance kind of walked that one back. They initially suggested perhaps Ukraine would not be at the table. Now they seem to suggest that they will, but they have been pretty much in agreement that the Europeans would not. So there seems to be an effort by the administration to get an agreement. And whether that agreement is a full negotiated final settlement, as the National Security Advisor, Mr. Waltz, talked about when he walked out of the meeting yesterday, or rather, is it a ceasefire that kind of freezes things where they are and then goes into negotiations that could go on, frankly, endlessly? In essence, we're still negotiating the end of the Korean War with the North Koreans. That's, I think, the question we've got to look for as this moves along.
CBS military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.